From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, Dex here. August 15th. What actually move in crypto 5 stories? No hopium. Let's get into it. First, from Be in Crypto. 1 October 2025 Crypto Black Friday Catalyst is back. Is Bitcoin in danger?
NSKY revived the index threat that deepened October's Bitcoin crash, opening a consultation that flags Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, for potential removal from its benchmarks.
The framework avoids naming digital assets entirely, yet the company is caught and its net look remarkably familiar. The original share landed on October 10, 2025.
NSKY proposed treating firms whose digital asset holdings exceeded 50% of total assets more like investment funds than operating businesses.
Strategy stood squarely in the crosshairs. Next, second, from Crypto Slate.
A Bitcoin treasury with $67 million in Bitcoin has just $5,397 in cash and needs money immediately.
Bitcoin treasury holder Sim Inc. said in its Aug.
13 quarterly filing that it needs to raise capital immediately, even though it held 1,145.94 Bitcoin valued at $67.19 million on June 30. Simk had just $5,397 in cash and $1.87 million in current assets against $9.25 million in current liabilities, leaving a $7.38 million working capital deficit. Simk said it may monetize its Bitcoin, but warned the asset is volatile and the holdings are not committed or assured financing.
Up next, third, from Crypto Slate. Cyber wallet users have until Aug. 15 before crypto withdrawals become a smart contract recovery job.
Crypto company Cyber is telling Cyber Wallet and Cyber Passkey wallet users to move their assets ahead of an Aug.
15 shutdown that will take both interfaces offline.
Users who still hold balances after the cutoff would be left with a technical recovery process that Cyber says it will not support. Cyber's official shutdown notice says tokens will remain on-chain after the interface is close, so the immediate risk is that the supported route for accessing and moving them will be removed.
The company's homepage still displayed an Aug. 15 withdrawal warning on Aug. 14. And then, fourth, from Crypto Potato.
XRP Ledger's XAODAO plans major governance upgrades to boost community participation. XAODAO is preparing a series of governance changes for the XRP Ledger over the next 2 to 3 months, according to Fabio Marzella, the organization's co-founder. The plan changes would let members delegate voting power, adjust quorum rules, and access community mini-grants, as the DAO looks to make participation easier and more representative at the moment when several XRPL projects have already scaled back or shut down.
Next, fifth, from U.Today.
Shiba Inu SHIB, Bitcoin, Near Protocol Near and Hyperliquid High Price Analysis for August 16, Foundation for Market Recovery.
Hey, I've got the recap for you on the crypto market. Let's start with Shiba Inu SHIB, which is currently trading at $0.00453, up about 1.6% on the daily candle.
Sellers are still favored by the larger technical structure, but buyers are trying to stabilize the price.
SHIB is testing around $0.00000446, just below its short-term average near $0.000459.
A small consolidation zone is forming around current levels, and a recovery to $0.000000459 would be the first sign that buyers are regaining short-term control.
However, SHIB still faces significant resistance at $0.000000492, which rejected the price in late July. A daily close above this level could open a path to $0.000000520, negative $0.000000550. The long-term outlook for SHIB is still bearish, with the price trading well below its 200-day moving average.
Bitcoin, on the other hand, is stuck in a small consolidation range, with the price currently trading at around $62,587 after a daily decline of about 1.2%.
Sellers are in control of the immediate structure, and momentum is still cautious. The RSI has dropped to 40.65, but the signal line is still at 48.8.
Bitcoin is not yet in an oversold position, but it's losing ground. The next significant range for Bitcoin is between $61,500 and $62,000, which has absorbed selling pressure multiple times since July.
A decisive daily close below this level would weaken the current consolidation and reveal the $60,000 psychological threshold. The upside for Bitcoin is still severely constrained.
Near Protocol, Near, is struggling to create a compelling recovery structure, with the price still trading below its major moving averages. Regaining the short-term moving average cluster is the current challenge, and buyers have not yet demonstrated a significant shift in favor of buyers. Momentum is crucial in this situation, and a series of higher daily lows followed by a break above the closest short-term resistance would be the first positive signal.
Hyperliquid, Hype, on the other hand, looks recovery-ready, with the price trying to establish itself around $56, negative $57. The rebound is significant because the long-term moving average
average held during the recent correction. A consistent with the $5 at $5.7 is the immediate level and output of the area to net headroom with the available $5.7 for listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure. Our markets partner Kraken supports SHIB link in show notes. Up next, 6 from B in crypto. World Liberty wins bank charter from Trump-appointed regulator for $4 billion stablecoin. World Liberty Trust Company, the issuer of the $4 billion USD 1 stablecoin, just got a conditional green light from the OCC for a national trust charter. This means they can issue USD 1 themselves and hold the dollar assets backing it. The regulator, appointed by President Trump, says career staff handled the review and the appointee met his duties and ethical obligations. The stakes are high. Reuters estimates the Trump family earns around $50 million from USD 1 through June 2026. World Liberty Financial has already routed over $1.6 billion to the president and his sons. The venture is led by Zach Witkoff, son of Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, who would chair the bank. The charter allows World Liberty to pull in-house functions like issuing and redeeming USD 1, custodying dollars and treasury money market funds, and settling payments for institutional clients. However, it's not a full banking license, with no retail deposits or lending allowed. Major lenders have threatened legal action over charters that grant crypto firms federal standing without full bank supervision. Nothing changes for USD 1 holders until the conditions are satisfied and final approval lands. The question remains whether Congress will ever see the parts of the application that were redacted from the public version. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports USD 1 link in show notes. And then, 7th, from B in crypto, Robert Kiyosaki links Bitcoin and AI to an old prediction. Who made it? So Robert Kiyosaki is drawing a connection between Bitcoin, AI, and some old predictions made by his mentor R. Buckminster Fuller. Kiyosaki studied with Fuller for 3 summers, and that experience had a huge impact on his life and philosophy. Fuller believed that people don't belong to themselves, but to the universe, and that our purpose is fulfilled by serving others. This idea shaped Kiyosaki's approach to teaching financial freedom and education. Fuller also predicted that accelerating innovation would lead to a restructuring of how societies organize wealth and work. Kiyosaki thinks this is happening now with Bitcoin and AI, and he's not backing down despite the current decline in Bitcoin price. He's still holding onto his position that Bitcoin is a hedge against money printing and US debt, and he's projecting prices to reach $750,000 after a financial reset. The connection between AI and Bitcoin is that massive infrastructure investment in AI is generating wealth and threatening to replace routine jobs. Kiyosaki thinks that thinking like an entrepreneur is key to using AI, rather than being replaced by it. Some analysts are drawing a connection between AI spending and Bitcoin prices, but it's still just a hypothesis. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin link in show notes. Next, 8th, from Crypto Slate. Ethereum abandons its 8-year cryptography bet after proof systems flip the trade-off. Ethereum researcher Justin Drake said the Ethereum Foundation is abandoning Poseidon, an 8-year-old cryptography project, in favor of SHA or Blake hashes. This shift comes after recent advancements in proof systems changed the performance trade-off that had previously favored Poseidon. Poseidon was designed to lower the cost of producing compact proofs, but recent research, including the Flock paper, has shown that conventional hashes like Blake 3 and SHA 256 can now be used without incurring a significant proving penalty. The Flock paper demonstrated that one M4 Max core can prove about 82,000 Blake 3 compressions per second, and 10 cores can exceed 660,000 compressions per second. The change is a reversal in cryptographic design, with researchers now building hash-friendly SNARK, reducing the need for SNARK-friendly hashes. This shift will allow Ethereum to weigh the history and security of conventional hashes without choosing a younger primitive mainly for proving speed. Ethereum plans to replace validator BLS signatures with hash-based lean XMSS signatures and use LeanVM to aggregate data into compact proofs. Cheap proofs of conventional hashes will remove one obstacle from this architecture. Production-grade LeanVM is expected around 2027, with deployments across the consensus, data, and execution layers in 2028. The decision concerns which hash foundations Ethereum may use in a future proof-driven L1. But existing rollups and ZKBNs will not require changes, and there will be no deployed fork. The Ethereum Foundation will continue to use Poseidon for now, but it's clear that the project is shifting towards more conventional hash functions. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Ethereum link in show notes. Up next, 9th, from Crypto Briefing. Donald Trump expected to meet with crypto executives at White House next week. Hey, so there's a meeting happening at the White House next week with Donald Trump and some crypto execs. I've got the number 12, to be exact. That's how many crypto companies are reportedly invited, including some big names in the space. This meeting could have some real-world implications for the crypto industry, especially when it comes to regulatory frameworks. If it goes well, we might see some changes that could actually boost innovation and growth in the space, particularly for digital assets and prediction markets. Now, I'm not going to speculate on what this means for the market just yet, but it's definitely worth keeping an eye on. If you're invested in crypto, you should probably be aware of this development. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. That's the tape. Stay on chain, stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab your... The only kid of a few seconds.